This podcast is brought to you by Purposefully Different Productions and is proudly sponsored by Little Dish, makers of delicious fresh meals for kids that are an absolute lifesaver on busy days. I love these meals because they are different to other kids' meals out there. They include a variety of ingredients, lots of textures, and are made with little taste buds in mind. Before we get started on today's episode, here's a word from our friend Giovanna Fletcher.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Hello and welcome back to season two of How to Feed with me, Charlotte Sterling Reed, the parenting podcast that brings you reassurance, confidence, and practical advice on feeding your baby, toddler, and your whole family. Today's episode is all about raising a little foodie before they've even tried the food. In my work, I talk a lot about something called building familiarity with food. And today I'm going to talk about why that's important and what I actually mean by it, so that as parents or carers, you can use it as a tool to help your little ones to accept more foods in the long run. Many parents spend their time trying to get their children to eat up, but sometimes dealing with food refusal is actually about stepping back from this idea and focusing more on building acceptance of the foods that you're serving around them. We know that pressure to eat has the opposite effect. So if we pressure kids to eat, the impact often leads to reduced willingness for them to eat. So how can we get them to eat if we can't put a little bit of pressure on them? The answer here is often in building familiarity with foods instead. And I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by this. So kids like what they're used to. They like what's familiar, including the people around them, habits, routines, and also when it comes to food. And I often think about this with my own kids. They'll never question the type of bread that they're offered. It could be whole grain, white, seeded, rye, or sourdough, you name it. They don't really have a norm when it comes to the bread that they're offered. Their norm is any bread, and that's why to them, they will accept a really wide variety because they are familiar with so many different types. Now, for young children who only have one type of bread and have only been offered that, well, they're only going to be familiar with that type. So when you try and offer them something else, they may be very reluctant to try it. Familiarity leads to acceptance. So as another example, some children have their breakfast that they know and love, and they tend to only want that every single day. Some babies who have been maybe offered pouches from a young age or quite frequently might readily accept these pouches, but they might be a little bit reluctant to try anything that isn't from a pouch, largely because it's unfamiliar. One thing we need to know, however, is that in order to help kids enjoy and explore more foods, we don't necessarily need them to eat it. Sometimes it can be much more subtle than that. And today I'm going to show you some ways that you can do this. Scientific evidence shows us that repeated exposures to different foods can increase a child's willingness to try them and eventually accept them. And studies have shown that children may need to be exposed to a new food up to 15 times before they will actually accept it. However, building this familiarity can be about seeing, smelling, touching, talking about, and even seeing us as adults eating the food. So it doesn't necessarily have to be about them eating it 15 times. There's several ways that we can do this, and I've got a few strategies that can really help. Number one, food play. Allow children to explore foods through play. This can include activities like painting with vegetable stamps, making food collages, or making Play-Doh shapes into food. These activities help children become more comfortable with the look, the feel, the smell of different foods before actually eating it. For example, my daughter loves to use some compost and plants in the garden to make stone soup. It's always fun and always messy. You could also make pasta necklaces or use a broccoli floret instead of a paintbrush, for example. Number two, cooking together. Involve children in the cooking process. You might just be letting them wash some veggies, stir ingredients together, or you might be helping them with simple tasks like peeling or mixing. This kind of hands-on experience can really make food more interesting to them and help prepare them to build up familiarity with those foods. Number three, food stories and books. Read books and tell stories about different food and where those foods come from, because this can help spark curiosity and make children a bit more open to trying new foods. Number four, gardening. If it's possible for you, grow some fruits, veggies, and herbs at home, either in patches or even just on a windowsill. Children are often much more willing to try foods that they've been part of a learning process and helped grow and harvest. Number 5, let them see it. Having it on the table without any pressures for them to eat it alone can promote familiarity. So don't be afraid to offer the food. Even if it's in a separate bowl, it's all experience, and that's important. Engaging with food through playing, cooking, and other activities helps you develop sensory familiarity with different foods. And research shows that just the sensory exposure of seeing, touching, smelling, hearing the sound of food can actually reduce anxiety around those foods and increase acceptance of them once again. And additionally, involving children in food-related activities such as cooking or laying the table, shopping, can enhance their motor skills, their creativity, and even their understanding around nutrition too. On top of this, studies have also indicated that children who are involved in food preparation are actually much more likely to try and to enjoy the foods that they help to make. So the take-homes from today are this. Helping kids accept a variety of food isn't just about them eating it. There may be a whole process that needs to happen before they are willing to actually try food. Try other activities to familiarize them with food first before they even eat it. For example, food play and activities around food, reading, learning about food, all of these can help. Some final tips for me. Always remember, kids learn by what they see you doing. So make sure they see you eating foods in front of them. This is all really important exposure to. Keep offering foods, even rejected ones, with zero pressures for them to eat up. Increase the variety they see day to day to help them build up awareness of lots of different foods. And try and offer new foods around the table with readily accepted ones. And last but not least, have lots of fun with food in different situations and different scenarios. That all can massively help. I really, really hope you found that episode helpful. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of How to Feed. This podcast is brought to you with support from Little Dish. So a big thank you to them for hosting us in their headquarters. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review. We will be back with a brand new guest episode on Monday, and I can't wait for you to hear it. This episode of How to Feed wouldn't have been possible without my sponsors, Little Dish. Their meals are fresh, delicious, and made with ingredients that you would find in your own kitchen, making them a brilliant option for busy days.